When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast.
Yeah, so level one is like you want food, water, shelter, and safety. So let's just say if it was in the context of a baby, right? You come into the world, that's really all you care about at the unconscious level. You don't know anything else.
Yeah.
But then you grow up a little bit, right? You grow up a little bit, and you get to know who your mum and dad are, and they're like the gods.
Yeah.
And you're honoring the chief or the gods. It's like what they say goes. So in order to fully complete a whole level, you have to be totally done with it. And what happens is when you're totally done with, you know, survival, then that way you fully step into number two. And then that's the level that you think from. Excuse me. But then what happens is you start listening to the gods for a while and they keep telling you what to do and you don't necessarily like it. And it's like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. And that's when level three kicks in, and three's like power. Three's like, we'll have no guilt and wants everything now. So a little kid, when you go to the supermarket and wants a chocolate, what do they do if they don't get it?
Yeah, they just crack it.
Well, they crack it, they throw a massive nana, they've got no guilt.
Oh, no.
It's not personal, they just haven't got the chocolate.
Yeah.
So it's like,
okay.
Which one would you like? Would you rather me have a tantrum in public, or would you rather just give me the Kinder Surprise?
Okay.
But also, as an adult, if that's not completed,
yeah.
Then what happens is people go out into the world and they use that to get what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like a level three person, like a robber, if they broke into your house and they tried to steal your TV, and you got in front of them and they had a gun, they would just shoot you.
Yeah.
And it's not personal.
No.
The cop would say, why did you kill that lady? And he said, well, she was in the way of the TV.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted that.
Yeah.
So it's not personal. There's no guilt. And it's like, they've got to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
So significance plays a big role in level three.
Wow.
So what happens is when you go to level two, you're listening to the gods.
Yeah.
But then you say to yourself, well, why do I have to listen to them?
Mm-hmm.
And level three kicks in. Now level three kicks in and you start, you know, terrible twos kick in.
Mm.
But then all of a sudden, you might get some form of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you must play by the rules. And that's when the system comes in. You follow the rules or the system or the book, or whatever it might be. So it could be like going to school. It could be like getting disciplined at home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what no discipline at home is creating level three adults.
Oh, wow.
Because there's no consequences.
Yeah, you're so true.
You know?
That's so right, yeah.
So then you go to level four, you follow the book, the rules, the systems, you get a job, you do what you're told, you sit down at school, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Now most people stay in the system.
Yeah.
They never ever go anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is when you're in the system, you've had a gutful of everyone telling you what to do, that's when level five awakens. And level five is almost like level three, but with business. Okay, because you don't want the system. You don't want people to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
So people go into business by themselves and it's like, right, buy or die.
Yeah.
Get the result. And it's not personal.
Yeah.
So a true level five, if you said, hey, I really want to do this thing. You know, how much is it going to cost? They'd say it's $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just look at you with like, do you want to do it or do you not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to do it. Okay, great. Have a nice life.
Yeah.
But, see, buy or die, they'd probably do anything they could to get you to sell.
Yes. To buy it.
Because they just want to get the result.
Yeah.
And it's not personal.
No, because that's their aim at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only way to be a true level five is to clean up the level before.
Yeah.
So you have to be okay with selling. You have to be okay with the system.
Yeah, not like fighting it.
No resistance.
Just understand that it's there and then,
without the system, nothing would work.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's when you get the idea, it's like, right, I need to become the system in order to change it.
Uh-huh.
Right, rather than try and fight the system.
Yeah, actually this is, okay, yeah, got it. Mm.
So then you go to five.
Yeah.
But then something sort of happens, and this is linking back more into two,
yeah.
is the vibes. It's all about the feeling and the things, but doesn't take action. Because they're honoring the gods or the chief. And that might be, you know, whatever god, universe, energy, you know, whatever they want to label it as.
I feel like I've been there before. A lot.
You've got a high level of sits open.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Makes you a beautiful person.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
But I don't take action.
Well, the thing is, like you can have 4, 5 and sits awoken at any one given point in time. But if you take action or if you're thinking from level 6, you're going to be more in the feelings.
Absolutely.
So feminine rather than
masculine. So the masculine is almost the number
this
5.
This is masculine.
Number 5.
Hugely.
Yeah. That's what I've been avoiding.
Yeah.
Like the plague.
Yeah. And then the opposite is this.
Yeah. I like that one.
The opposite is this. So some people don't want to do 6.
Oh, so you kind of skip to that. But some people don't want to feel...
People want to skip from 4 to 7. Threes want to skip the system and go straight to business
because
they want the significance of the money in the business. The system people don't really want to do anything because they're in the system, like a true level 4. So this is what happens, right? You go through the system, you clear out all the so-called negative responses to the system, to the rule book, to all that sort of stuff. So if you look at the banking system and you've got like resistance to it, as in a negative way, and you haven't cleaned it up. If you look at the system as in like people starving and that sort of stuff, and it's like and it really pisses you out off without you knowing what you can do about it, then you've got to clear that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you clear that up, you awaken level 5.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, well, we can actually do something about it.
Yeah, which is really cool. Yeah, exactly. You can do something about it.
Especially if you have the money.
And then, this is what they say within the... Because this is Claire Gray's training, right? She's the one that came up with it. It's like, in order to get to a true level 6, you have to get to the land of plenty within 5.
Yeah.
And then that's complete. You have to be okay with selling.
Yeah.
You have to do the money thing.
Yeah.
You have to be independent, look after yourself, be able to get a result.
Yeah.
But then what normally happens is people get so caught up in their business they don't even know what their kids look like.
Yeah.
Then they have a breakdown.
Yeah.
And all they want to do is sit there and look at their kids.
Yeah.
But what normally happens is when they're sitting there looking at the kids, after a while they go broke.
Yeah.
And then because they don't know any different, guess what they're going to do?
Go back to a job.
Either that or that. And the cycle does not evolve.
This is
like evolution.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking so crazy. So good.
And because we're so connected, like all of us, it'd be awesome to have that more everywhere. Oh, yum.
Oh,
yum.
Oh, what do we got?
I don't know what it is.
Waffles. Yeah, so the good thing is like you clean up the system.
Yeah.
And then you can step into like the business world, get a result and all that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you step into the divine world, and you know, once you've completed that, this is what happens. So this is like masculine, mm-hmm. this is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is integration.
Oh, wow.
Because you can have both. And not only can you have both, but you can do this when you need to.
Uh-huh.
You can either be here, 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 here,
yeah.
or here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it's the access of all of them and knowing that they're there. That's why you can create a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to a business person, you can win-win with them. If you're talking to a system, it's a win-win. And you can also play the game here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
So that's...
I wonder why I've been so confused.
Yeah, this helped me out a lot. So then you get to win-win. You're an integrated self. You're flexible. And they tend to make like really great leaders because of this. They can be wherever they need to be.
Exactly.
And sometimes, that's intimidating to other people.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, because they don't, it's like foreign to them.
Yeah, it's like dealing with an alien.
Absolutely, especially if they're so in like masculine. I definitely have the, I think what's going to shift when I get back into training. And I saw it even when we did the stair thing. It was just like, right, we're doing this thing, and it was very focused. I knew how many steps. I was like, shut up, I'm counting.
Get the result.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it wasn't personal. I was like, dude, I just need to know how many steps we're doing.
Yeah. But then something really cool happens. This is what like I really found fascinating. When someone gets to a win-win,
yeah.
integrated self, they're flexible and they're great leaders, guess what they can do?
Mm.
It's like, oh, it's not about me anymore. It's not about my family anymore.
Mm.
It is, but there's so much more. It's like, how do we make this place a better world?
You know what's funny is like, I'm always trying to do that from like, it's like I've skipped from here to here.
Yeah, that's what a system does.
Yep, and then, I haven't even looked at this. And then I'm trying to do this without this.
What are you trying to do?
Like help the world be a better place, but I don't have the money to be able to sustain the changes that I want to.
Yeah, and that's going to cause frustration.
Oh yeah, I'm so frustrated. So I have to actually really get back into training and...
You have to clean up the values like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember the thing?
Yeah. So it's like self-forgiveness and...
Rejection,
yeah.
Rejection's got to be a massive one for a five.
It will be because...
Well, for a fourth, right?
Yeah.
Because fours are terrified of change. They don't like change.
Mm.
That's why. So how many fours do you reckon are awakened around here?
Not many.
All of them.
Oh.
System.
Right. Yeah. I thought you meant the next level. Yeah.
And that's why when we're talking about change, they're like...
Yeah. Don't make me do anything I don't want to do.
So,
this is actually not too bad.
Oh, really good.
Oh, shit.
I'm dropping it everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey,
Well,
I was thinking
of... Oh!
No, breakfast.
What the... is that?
It's an egg.
It tastes pretty good. My taste.
Oh, is it like a dippy?
Must be.
I was going to say, I think it's uncooked. Waffles, do you see on paper it looks not like some waffles and whatever, but then you see it and you're like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the best one so far.
This one's really good.
Yeah.
This is like a muesli slash.
Oh, yeah, it was a homemade muesli bar, wasn't it? Okay. So do you want anything else? Do you reckon that will be...
I'll be right.
Yeah,
I'll
be right.
Yeah, sure?
Mm.
Yeah, let me know. I'm just went through and I'm actually... touched something. Got the day in my group to do some work.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
So I should be in there. So if you get... hungry at 9, you know, whenever I'm coming up there.
Cool.
I will be in there. So,
all right. So, yeah.